Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wikicuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the Wikicuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another fantastic episode of The Cinephiles. I'm Dan.
I'm Max.
And you can still join us. All you got to do is call in 718-664-9735. Brings you into the studio with us. That'll bring you in live. So you can talk to us. You can also hit us up on our chat on Twitch. At Wikicuriosity Media. Follow us on Facebook at Behind the Screen Radio Show and Wikicuriosity Media. Sorry, I had a notification that popped up on my phone. That was weird. Also, hit us up on YouTube at Wikicuriosity Media. Find us on iTunes at Wikicuriosity Media. You can find all of our archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/Wikicuriosity Media. And you can hit up our website, which is in desperate need of updating, at www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WC Media. Just find it on the link. So tonight is actually going to be a really, really exciting night. We've got a lot of stuff to go over. But I want to hear about your week. Because it's been 2 weeks since we've been on the air, because we weren't on the air last week, because last Wednesday was actually my birthday. And you were actually traveling back to Michigan, because you came and visited us for a couple days.
Yeah.
So I wasn't gonna have you do a show right after you've been driving for roughly 8 hours. So that'd be kind of a dick move on my part.
All right.
But yeah. And, you know, I celebrated my birthday, celebrated our oldest daughter's birthday. So her birthday is the day before mine. But we actually celebrated it, had her party on Saturday, which was a lot of fun. You know, all of her friends came over. She had cupcakes and cupcakes made by the lovely Miss Angel. And had her friends over, lots of, presents and all that good stuff. So it was a really good time. She had a really good time. So
it's good.
Yep. And then today, the producer and I worked on his car. We replaced the front brakes. And I was sorely disappointed in any of the previous owners of the vehicle, because I will tell you, those brakes didn't look like they had been changed in, I would say, probably a decade. And I'm not even kidding about that.
The producer got a car?
He did not tell you?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Cat's out of the bag. to be fair, he's had it since Friday, which is plenty of time for him to inform you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. He was that you chewing him out right there?
Huh?
Okay.
No, just a quick message.
Why didn't you tell me you got a car, dick? Yeah. So, he got a car last Friday.
Nice.
It's a nice-ish car. I'll let him tell you about it. I mean, it's a nice car. Cosmetically, it needs a lot of work. But mechanically, except for the brakes, and I think it's the EGR valve or the PCV valve. I don't remember which. Yeah, other than that, it's pretty sound. So, okay, so I'm going to explain the brakes to you. So, when we initially pick up the car, I looked at it, and I knew the brakes had to be replaced. You know, the wear pad sensor light thing was going off. It was saying wear pad sensor. So I knew the brakes had to be changed. What I didn't know is how bad they were. So you know on a normal set of brakes, I'm sure you've seen brake pads. On a normal set of brake pads, you've got probably about half to three quarters of an inch of pad, right?
Mm-hmm.
These pads that were on the car were flat, worn down completely. And then there was probably a good centimeter of lip on the rotor where the pad had dug into the rotor. Yeah. Not only did we have to replace the pads, which I knew we were going to do anyway, but we had to replace the rotor. And it's a foreign car. I don't know if he's texted you yet. But it's a foreign car. It's a German car. I don't know if you know much about German cars, but they don't like to use studs on their hubs. Yeah. It's the wheel. It's the stud that goes from the outside.
Did he get a Volkswagen?
He did not get a Volkswagen.
Okay.
No. Audi either. It's not a Porsche either. But it's the stud that goes in through the wheel into the hub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Which is fine when you're just replacing the tire or when you're replacing the pads. But the caliper, the set screw, which if you don't remember which hole on the hub you took it off of, could be a real pain in the ass if you're trying to put it in and you don't realize there's another hole. But that wasn't the worst part about it. The worst part was breaking loose the hub bolts. Not the hub bolts, the caliper bolts that hold the caliper and the bracket to the frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Loctite works well on those. That was a pain.
Did you Loctite them back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they're good. They're on there,
yeah.
Trust me. But
no, it's interesting. Sorry, I didn't know if you were done. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I had a bit of car maintenance to do today.
Okay.
Just an oil change. On a Subaru is very simple. No sarcasm mm-hmm. there, by the way. It's very simple. Everything is literally right there, less than like 6 inches from each other. Except, you know, if you're an absolute dumbass like me, and once you get upside down, you can't tell the difference between fucking left and right. I had a hell of a time getting the drain bolt off. And the filter. Worst time of my life. Besides doing my exhaust modifications. But this is simple. I had a ratchet. And I was like, okay, I'm going. And the ratchet's not labeled of which way is the right way. And I don't care to learn how to read ratchets. It's just one goes left, the other goes right. I said, fuck
the
ratchet.
Did it have the little flip thing on it?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the little turn dial, I had the little flip.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know an easy way?
Just putting the socket away and getting a normal wrench and learning your left and right.
Actually, there's an easier way to do that. So
mm-hmm.
on the ratchet, you've got that little turn thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you turn it to the left, you loosen. If you turn it to the right, you tight. Lefty
uh-huh.
loosey, righty tighty, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's underneath the car and also sideways because I had to catch the oil. So I was sideways, backwards, pissed off. I'm going one way, and my mother comes out. Because I go in, I was like, I can't get this bolt. I tried both ways, too. I was like, I can't get the bolt. And so one way, I got it to move. I was like, all righty, there we go. I got it. Nope, I tightened it. And so then I had her confused. I was like, no, left is counterclockwise. And as I was doing the motion, I was like, oh. So I stuck it back on there. And once I got that right, I pushed and pushed. And, you know, when you're under a car and you're just pushing and pushing and pushing and then it goes. I punched the shit out of something under there. Pretty good.
Oh.
It's just a little teeny tiny scratch, but it fucking hurts pretty good. I had gloves on too. But
scratches all up and down my arm.
Yeah, I finally got it to pop, and I was good. I was like, alrighty, there we go. And so, oil filter comes around. Okay, it should be no different. And I don't have an oil filter adapter wrench thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I call my papaw because he has one. He comes up, and I put it on there, and I'm doing it the right way this time. I'm getting it. I'm pushing. And I have to flip it back and keep going to get it. And he's yakking, telling me, well, are you doing it right? Blah, 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 blah. And the one time I switch it to go the other way, he goes down and looks at it. He goes, you're going the wrong way, and gets on me. I'm like, well, I was going the other way. It wasn't working at all. I couldn't get it to go at all whatsoever. Like, it was not budging. And I flip it back. Because the thing I notice about these is when I flip it to tighten it and I move it to tighten it and then I flip it back and loosen it, it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, okay. Because they're not supposed to be tightened all the way, so I break it tightening it and then I flip it back the other way and loosen it. And he starts throwing a fit about it. I'm like, well, shut up. You know, let me get it back this way. And so I get it back the other way and it's done. Everything's good. And yeah, it was a pain in the ass. I got oil all over my arm because my dumbass decided to take my gloves off.
So
there's a good 20-minute period between the drain bolt and the oil filter because I had to wait for him to come over. But yeah.
So we had a similar instance. What's that? Yeah.
Car was hot.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
Because funny story, to go to Lowe's today, and I couldn't find my keys. I was like, well, that's awfully peculiar. Where's my keys? And so I'm looking. I'm like, did I leave them outside in the garage? And I'm looking in the garage, and I look at my car. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, shit. Speaking of keys, I got to – hold on. No, keep talking. I got to do
something quick. I left my keys in my car overnight, which, you know, isn't a big deal. I definitely lock my doors, okay, for everybody out there. I definitely lock my doors. This time I didn't because the keys were in the ignition. And for some reason cranked. Like, I didn't leave the car on, but it was on, like, that halfway mode Totally drained my battery and everything. It was bad. So my battery was drained, had to charge my battery, and then it wasn't working. So when my mom got home, I completely just jumped the car. And so, I had to let it run to get the charge back up. And then I was just, forget it. I'm going to do the oil. It wasn't too hot. The oil wasn't hot at all. It was just warm. But I couldn't get my hand. Like, where Subaru has it set up is the, I don't believe it's the headers. I'm going to go ahead and call them the headers. Where it comes down, where the exhaust comes down, it's like a cage, an exhaust cage around the oil filter, and you can't quite get your hand up in there at all. Like, even if it's cold, you can't get up in there and turn it. You have to use an oil wrench no matter what. Got to invest in an oil wrench and got to go back to kindergarten and learn my lefts and rights. But other than that, I was good.
So we started on the passenger side because he pulled his car in right next to Miss Angel's. So we started on the passenger side, which is which is right there on the concrete and stuff. So we've got most of the stuff. And so I've done brakes before. And, I've been there with people doing brakes. And you would think that this would be fairly easy for me, that I would have everything set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not. I couldn't find my C-clamp. My sledgehammer or my rubber mallet was missing. I had my toolbox, the one that I keep in the back of my car. I had it in there, which has pretty much everything that I needed. But in order to break the caliper bolts loose, we needed a breaker bar. Because the wrench just wasn't doing it.
Yeah, I'm noticing there's various tools out there that I need to get still. Breaker bar, torque wrench, oil filter wrench.
Yeah. Well, I've got a torque wrench. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm in dire need of a code reader because I don't feel like driving to various auto parts store for them to read a code. It's only been once, but still, it'd be nice to have.
I've got a code reader somewhere in the house that I've bought that I don't know where it's at. I'll buy another one, then I'll find that one. So we made a trip to the auto parts place, the one that I work at.
Mm-hmm.
And we got his rotors, and then I got the star bit in order to remove the set screw. So we pull out, and I'm like, well, fuck. The whole reason I went there was to get a breaker bar. So we had to turn around, come back, and go and get a breaker bar. So then we get back to the house, and we get the caliper off, get the pads out, and because nobody's done any type of fucking maintenance on this car, the rotor was rusted to the hub. Yeah.
How long did it sit for?
I have no idea.
It sounds like it definitely had some maintenance neglect, but it sounded like it just sat for a while.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of the history of the car. But I can definitely tell that the pads were, because if you're digging into the rotors with the pad, which is the pad, not the like the base of the pad, then there's been quite a bit of neglect up on the car, at least on the brakes. So I sent Austin to Home Depot to get a rubber mallet so that we could break the rotors loose. And once I got that, it's just one swipe at the bottom to break it and it comes off. Well, I had forgotten my C-clamp and couldn't get a C-clamp, because you have to push the piston back, pads in to put the caliper back on. So I had to send Miss Angel to the auto parts place to get a brake pad spreader. So the first brake job took about 2 hours. The second wheel took 10 minutes. Yeah. But for the caliper bolts on the second one, because we were turned around, going the wrong way, with the brake bar, because I'm looking at it, and the bolts are back behind the caliper. So I'm thinking, you know, you always push down on your left to loosen and push down on your right to tighten, right? Yeah. So I've got it the back behind, and I'm pushing down on the left. He's got his foot on there trying to – yeah, no. We were tightening the bolt. Once we went the other way, it was nothing to break it loose.
I don't know what it is about cars, but I feel like people always get their righty-tighties and lefty-loosies mixed up, no matter what it is. It could be on top of the car. It would literally just be like a fender bolt, and people will be tightening them, and then you're like, oh, well, this is a car. It's supposed to go the other way.
That's why I have a wrench tell me what to do. That's why I flip before I do anything, I'm like, okay, I'm loosening it, flipping it to the left, and then I'll just let the wrench do the work. Flipping it to the right. Okay, I wrench do all the work. Yeah. Yeah. I let the wrench do the thinking for me.
Yeah.
Except when it's a breaker bar and it's not a wrench. And then I have to, you know, yeah. But all in all, it was a good time. You know, I mean, I love working on cars. I miss, you know, getting down and dirty and grimy and, you know, turning wrenches and stuff. And I mean, it's like, you can't see it through. I don't know if you can see the black still in the creases and stuff and on the fingernails. But like because I don't wear gloves at home. I mean, I wear gloves at work when I work on a car, mainly because all I'm doing is changing batteries, and I don't want that battery acid on my hands. But when I'm at home, I don't wear gloves unless I'm doing a lot of work, like getting into the engine and stuff, then I wear my mechanics gloves. But like changing pads and rotors, I won't wear gloves. But because it was such a pain in the ass, and because there was so much mechanical neglect there, like the whole palm of my hand was as black as my ring that I have on. It was as black as my shirt. I had all the way up that arm. I've got scratches on both, but I love that. That's what I love to do. You know, that's, I love working on cars. I don't want to do a job.
I would like to work on my car, except sort of still limited knowledge. I'm one of those people where I get the concept, but doing it is a different story.
Yeah.
I know how to do things on it, except I haven't had to yet, or
right.
I just wasn't going to do it. Like, exhaust, oil change, I could do. I don't quite trust myself, like by myself, to do brakes. If I learn it and then actually do it a couple times, then yeah, I'll do it on my own car. But I'm not going to, my first try doing stuff, I'm not going to do it on my car. I know that's kind of the point of it, and it sounds a little bit stupid, but why would I fuck up my own car?
No, I understand. I understand the thinking behind it.
And I'm very limited on tools. Like, I don't even have a jack. I have, like, the little screw one that you use for spares, but I don't have, like, a pump jack or nothing.
No, I've got a floor jack. I've got jack stands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ramps seem to work until, you know, they don't.
Until you have to change something on the tires, on the wheels. Yeah.
We'll get to there. Get to that point later.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Bring your car down here. We'll change the brake pads. I'll change them for you. I got no problems doing that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be.
Well, not anytime soon, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not going to be needing. So, I actually looked up the distance from my house to San Antonio. I'm not driving my car to San Antonio. I'm not doing that.
No, I didn't think you would. I mean, you can't have your car during that time anyway.
No, but like afterwards and when I'm like in the schoolhouse doing stuff, and if I get stationed there, no, I'm not driving my car there. I'll drive to like your house, stay a couple of days, and then drive there. But I'm not going from Michigan to Texas.
No, that's a long drive.
It's 19 hours. But for tolls, including tolls, it's 19. Without tolls, it's over a day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just drive down here, stay here a couple of days, and then, you know, drive about another 8-10 hours, take a break. You know, sleep overnight. Because it's a 16-hour drive from here. So, No.
I'll take it from here to Texas, but not in one shot. No way.
No.
And then what happens if I don't get stationed there? Then I just have my car in Texas, and I got to take it from Texas to God knows where.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
No.
No, I'll get it shipped. A bit expensive, but it's better than me driving.
Well, so when you
gas prices over your chip stuff is meh.
The thing is when you move with the military, I think you have the option to ship a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, like your first duty station, you can be like, "Hey, I need this picked up from here and moved here." So,
yeah.
Depending on where you get stationed. So.
Yeah, I'll probably wait and see where I get put first before I make any big life-changing decisions regarding where I'm living and some of my stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Fun fact about basic training, for the Air Force at least. For those of you who don't know, joining the Air Force. Whoop, whoop.
That's the secret that we've been keeping for this whole time.
Leaving about 2 weeks-ish. Next week will be my last show. So Air Force shortened their basic training.
I did not know that.
Yeah, back in May. And I asked my recruiter about it. I was like, so what's the big whoop with this? He's like, well, sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that. It's always changing. So it's anywhere from 8.5 weeks to 7.5 weeks. At least a week of that time, from what I understand, is a quarantine period.
Really?
So, yeah. So, like, people getting over COVID, and then if the COVID shot doesn't agree with you because you have to get vaccinated to go through, that's one of the shots they give you. And that's some people react to it differently. There's like a period where people react to it, and if they're fine, they're fine. If not, they're not. So there's potentially a 5-week period where you're actually doing stuff. Because that quarantine period is integrated into the 7.5 week period. So the quarantine period could be anywhere from 2 days to 3 weeks, maybe. Probably not 3 weeks, but if you're like really sick and like dying, perhaps. But if that were the case, I feel like they would have a different protocol. But yeah, there's a good week where you're not really doing anything.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I had a buddy go through the Army system of it, and Army's is about, I think, 12 weeks, 10 to 12 weeks. And they had a two-week quarantine period where they didn't do any basic training stuff, and that's when it was still hot with the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
So there was a 2-week period for them to where they were getting shots and quarantining and stuff. So I'm sure they cut it back, and I'm sure they've condensed that process down. But yeah. Go Air Force.
Interesting.
Way to make and already the shortest basic training even shorter. Well, yeah, that's the thing, because I was telling my parents up here about it, and they were like, oh, yeah, it's just the Air Force. They don't really fool around with anything, and if they can condense it, they condense it, and they find the most, you know, optimal way to do stuff. So, yeah, it's 7.5 weeks or 8.5 weeks, but there's also a shit ton of other stuff that I don't need because it's not needed, you know. I don't need to know how to kill people, you know. They'll teach me how to shoot a gun, but I don't need to know how to survive and kill people on a daily basis. Like,
no, that's
Army,
more
like marine stuff.
Yeah, Army Marines.
But yeah, it's 7.5 weeks as of now. So
it's not bad. It's not bad.
No. It's just kind of a pain in the ass. But the thing is, I'm not nervous about going. It's just I hate Lansing, our capital up here, and that's where I have to go for like meps and stuff. I hate Lansing. I hate the entire meps process. It's stupid, and I hate it. The people who work there, congratulations, thank you for what you do, but I hate it. Can't stand
Nobody
it.
Likes maps. Nobody likes maps.
Yeah, it's just the worst, but. I don't like that process. I wish that they could just make that quicker. Like, I condense it down to a day, honestly. Like, I don't see why I have to be there for 2 days. Especially if I'm leaving, and all I have to do is a medical check, and then I'm out. Like, condense that to a day. But, you know, I get why they do certain things, and blah, 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 blah. And I just got to suck it up.
Yeah. All right. Not to cut you off.
You're good.
But, like, we got a lot to get into.
Alrighty.
So, as a lot of people know, San Diego Comic-Con happened this past weekend. It is the biggest comic convention in the world. Literally. It's the very first one. That's where it started. And that's the big one. That's where all these big companies come out. Marvel, DC, Lego, you know, Paramount, all these big companies. That's where they come to announce their upcoming movies, where they announce big releases for toys, for comics, for TV shows, anything you can ever possibly think of that would appeal to literally anybody. Happens at
anything, comics. Anything superhero, comics, anything. They don't really do too much Star Wars stuff, I've noticed, at Comic-Con, which is understandable. They do a lot of toy stuff. For Star Wars,
yeah,
and if Star Wars is having a book or a comic come out, then they do that, but they don't really release movies stuff at Comic-Con for Star Wars. It's mainly a toy thing.
They did, so a couple of years ago they did announce The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So
was that Comic-Con or was that the Disney one, the D23?
Now, I think they did it at both. I think they did it at Comic-Con and D23. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a thing for superhero stuff. DC,
yeah.
Marvel. Those are the two big ones.
So, I was able to watch a compilation of all the trailers that were released, all the TV and movie trailers that were released in Comic-Con. There was quite a few, but not as many as I would have thought.
Yeah, they were, Marvel and DC both went kind of light on the, I shouldn't say Marvel did, but DC really, really went light on the reveals this year, but DC also has their DC fandom thing that is in a couple months. So
yeah,
that's where they do
looking
all their
forward to that.
Yeah. But yeah. They did a Black Adam thing. Dwayne Johnson showed up there and did a Black Adam thing. Shazam Fury of the Gods trailer released.
Yeah.
Super excited about that movie. Not gonna lie, it looks great.
So I really liked the first one. It's one of the first movies in, I guess, what you would call the Snyderverse. I mean, that's what, you know, with...
Yeah, it's like a pseudo Snyderverse.
Yeah, with Batman versus Superman, Justice League. I forgot the last one, the third one, the trilogy. Men of Steel. Yeah, Men of Steel, Batman versus Superman, and Justice League, the Triumvirate. And then we have Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and Shazam. That's all in that universe. Shazam Fury of the Gods was released. This is the second Shazam movie. And like you said, I'm really excited about this one. It looks like it's going to be a lot more action-packed. Looks like it's going to be a lot more focused on Shazam and his family.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to this.
I'm interested in the villain they have. I don't know too much about him, about the lady.
No, I'm going to have to do some research on that and see what's going on with her. Like, I don't know who that is. I'm not a huge DC fan. I've grown more pretty over the past couple of years. Mainly because of you, honestly. You've got me more into the DC fandom and mainly, you know, the visual media part of it, TV and movies and stuff like that, but also some of the lore and stuff. And I always defer to you on any of the lore in it. So
yeah,
that's going to be an interesting one. Going along the DC line, we've got Black Adam that's coming out.
Yeah, I've heard mixed opinions about it. People who are excited and some people who don't really care for it. I'm excited for it. I'm really excited to see Dr. Fate. I love Dr. Fate.
Yes.
He's so freaking cool. Black Adam looks okay. Like, the character Black Adam looks okay.
Really interested to see what Dwayne Johnson did with this movie, because this is his pet project.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but Dwayne Johnson has a way of acting where he doesn't really act. He just acts like Dwayne. He acts like The Rock in everything. Like, his personalities and stuff don't really change throughout his movies.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's going to do the same with this. But
this,
we'll see.
This doesn't really feel like a Hobbs type of movie or part. Because that's, when I think of Dwayne Johnson, I think of Hobbs from Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been in a bunch of other movies, but when I think of Dwayne Johnson, I think of Hobbs. It's like when I think of Vin Diesel, I think of Fast and Furious. And, you know, Triple X. But I'm interested to see what he has actually done with this role, and see if he can act out of his range.
I mean, his costume and stuff looks fantastic. Like, him himself and the costume, they look fantastic. But I guess we'll see how it goes.
So it's I'm interested.
Yeah, I want to see how it ties into the rest of the DC world. We'll see where they go with that.
And I was actually wondering about that. Is this going to be part of the same universe, like with Aquaman, Wonder Woman,
I believe so.
Because it kind of looks like the same person that's in Shazam is in Black Adam. Like the same old guy.
Pierce Brosnan?
No. The wizard that gives Shazam his powers.
Oh, yeah, because Shazam and Black Adam have the same power set. Comes from the same thing. I think it is. I just don't know if it's before the Snyder movies, if it's a prequel, or if it's a continuation. But we'll have to see, because Dr. Fate is a part of the JSA, the Justice Society of America, and that was before the Justice League. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Dr. Fate's also part of the Justice League after he changes bodies.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think, I honestly don't know what they're going to do with it. I think it's still a part of the DC Cinematic Universe, like the, like Aquaman and whatnot.
Sorry, my chair is messing up. I think it's going to be in the same timeline because we've got Hawkman in there, and Hawkman is part of the Justice League, not the Justice Society.
Yeah, I just don't know if, moving forward, how DC is setting up their Justice League stuff, if they are going to set up a Justice League type of thing. Because, so, the way it stands right now, Ben Affleck is out. DC has no plans for Henry Cavill, except there's supposed to be 100% a rumor. I don't even think it's that much true anymore, of a Superman cameo in Black Adam, but we'll see. As it stands, DC has no plans for Ben Affleck, no plans for Henry Cavill. I think Ben Affleck has been replaced with Michael Keaton because of the new Batgirl movie. Michael Keaton plays Batman in that. I feel like all of these answers are going to be answered in the Flash movie, except they aren't releasing the Flash movie because of certain controversies and certain things that are still going down with that movie. Because I feel like there's going to be a timeline. Like a timeline or universe change, because I'm assuming he goes back in time. Or he definitely goes to another universe, because there's two Barrys. So we'll see how that goes. That goes down. But I don't know. I think DC is kind of making a mess right now, and then you got to clean it up. Like, they're making a mess in a sense that I think Marvel's also making the same mess, is that they're planning out all these movies, and we won't know how they connect until we watch them.
Right.
Like, in the early phases of the MCU, Iron Man 1, 2, 3, okay, we know how that goes. Or, like, they would announce Captain America and the Winter Soldier. We're like, okay, well, that takes place at this time. But now they have Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and Hawkeye coming out that take place here, and then they have Miss Marvel and Moon Knight and all these other things that take place almost a year later, and Thor: Love and Thunder, I think we discussed it.
It takes place
2 years after Spider-Man. Like, I don't... Marvel's timeline is getting to be a big mess right now.
It is.
And they're moving quick with it. But we'll see. I think that's the same thing DC's doing, is they have all these timeline movies that are coming out, and we won't get an answer until a certain movie comes out. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I'm becoming more of a fan of DC's live-action movies. Was never a fan of the Wonder Woman movies. I couldn't stand either one of them. Aquaman was a good movie, but there were certain issues that I had with it.
Aquaman. I thought it was a great movie. It's not the best movie. It's not like...
No, I'm not saying it was a bad movie.
If the Snyder Cut and Batman vs. Superman, on my scale, they're like 8 and 9s out of 10. Aquaman's like a good 7. Like, it's not that bad of a movie. And I could watch it again. I like it. Jason Momoa is awesome.
I can watch it again. And I will, and I will definitely watch it again. Probably before the second Aquaman comes out. I loved the movie. There were minor issues that I had with it.
Yeah.
I mean, and we discussed them in one of our movie of the weeks long time ago when it first came out. I had a problem with some of the CGI, some of the costume design. Just
kind
of
hard to
minor,
do all underwater, though.
Yeah, just little minor things that I had issues with. But overall, the story was great. Jason Momoa was fantastic. And Amber Heard can just, you know, go crap in her own bed.
Yeah, she didn't have that big a part in that movie anyway.
She didn't.
Think about it. So that doesn't really bug me all that much.
No. But I've been a big fan. Well, not a big fan. I'm starting to become a bigger fan of their live-action movies. Whatever universe they're in, the Batman
like
was absolutely fantastic.
Movie quality is getting far better than Marvel's. It's just they don't line up. Like, as individuals, DC's movies, I feel like, are of better quality than Marvel, especially as of recent.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see how they do. I think DC rocked this year. They've only had two movies come out compared to Marvel's like 8,000. But I think no matter how Wakanda Forever and Black Adam perform, I think DC crushed Marvel this year. It might be a tough pill for some people to swallow, but they did.
And I agree with you. I not only this year, but I think over the past couple years, like you said, with the quality of the Marvel movies that we've been getting, and I want to discuss that here a little bit later because that's a big discussion for us. Not too much later, but you know, here within the next 15 minutes or so. So I want to go down the rest of this list. But I think DC is starting to figure out their formula. I think they had a rocky start with Suicide Squad, the first one. For me, it wasn't a horrible movie, but it could have been a lot better. I mean,
the thing is I watched Man of Steel again recently, within like the past couple months, and loved it. I love Man of Steel. Batman versus Superman, it's a bit, I would say, slow at times.
Boring.
But that's boring. I liked it.
Let's be honest.
The thing is, it's not boring. It's just the pace of it doesn't match the runtime, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess you could call that boring, but the movie in itself isn't boring because there's a lot of interesting stuff that happens in the movie, except the pace that it goes at in certain spots and when they're just not really doing much.
The thing is
it's just kind of meh.
The thing is, for me, as a standalone movie, Batman versus Superman, whether you watch the original or the ultimate cut, and if you're going to watch it, watch the ultimate edition. Because it's got a lot more stuff in there. There's a lot more, just a lot more lot in it. But as a standalone movie, it's crap. It's like Man of Steel for me. Man of Steel as a standalone movie is boring. It is 3 hours of Clark Kent trying to figure out who he is with 10 minutes of fighting. And that's the same thing with Batman versus Superman. It's 3 hours of Bruce Wayne trying to figure out how to stop Superman and then 10 minutes of fighting. And then you've got Justice League, and we're not even going to go to the Whedon crap.
I feel like Man of Steel had a bit better pacing, though, than Batman vs. Superman. Like it.
Maybe a little bit, but it's still...
In the beginning, it was very much of... I mean, even I think it was just like the first 20 minutes of Superman trying to figure out how things go. I thought they kind of glanced over that part a bit of the I feel like Lois Lane and Superman's relationship, that it developed really fast. So it went from him, you know, using fake IDs and stuff, working odd jobs, and then he found the Kryptonian ship, and then he got the suit, and then he learned how to fly, and then Lois Lane found his house, all within the first 20 minutes of the movie, 20, 30 minutes of the movie. And then the rest of it was, you know, Zod coming out of the Phantom Zone. And it was kind of just a lot of banter between Zod and Cal, and then the people of Earth not accepting aliens, and then the fight scene. I thought it had pretty decent pacing. It was a bit long, but it had better pacing than Batman vs. Superman.
I will agree with you. It's just, the thing is those two movies as standalone movies are not great. They need all three of them together to make it work and to make them good movies, which honestly in my eyes is not the sign of a good movie. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm a bit confused on the, I don't know if it's the wording of it, but like when Man of Steel came out and there was no other movies after it, it was a bad movie. But Batman vs. Superman came out and didn't add anything to, like, they didn't reference Man of Steel hardly at all, but just bring characters from Man of Steel. They had the beginning part that connected Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman, but other than that, they didn't really, like, reference anything back. Like, in Age of Ultron, they left little Easter eggs of, like, Wakanda and where certain other heroes may be living, and, like, the maps and stuff. Like, that's the thing about Zack Snyder, is he doesn't leave Easter eggs that connect movies. It's just his characters connect them. Like, when he makes a sequel, he doesn't bring anything from the formal movie and brings it forward. So, as all three, the Snyder Cut, the Snyder Trilogy, as individual movies, I mean, that's kind of how you have to, I mean, you could watch all of them back to back, but I think they work. I feel like you could watch Batman vs. Superman and get the same experience as if you watched all of them. Like,
see,
it's telling the same, like, the story doesn't change. Like, when the Snyder Cut didn't come out, or if Justice League didn't come out, like, it totally got scrapped, BVS is the same movie because they're not bringing anything back. Like, he didn't bring anything back from those movies.
So,
it's a constant keep going forward type of thing. There's nothing that goes back to reference them.
So this is where I'll fix that issue. So you've got Man of Steel, right? You've got the ending part where Superman and Zod fight, right? Batman versus Superman, where at the beginning of Batman versus Superman, it's a totally different view of that fight. It's the view from the street, the view from Bruce Wayne. So there's the connection between BVS and Man of Steel, is you've got that little puzzle piece interconnecting both of them, right? And then for Justice League and BVS, Superman dies in BVS, kind of spoilers, but then he's brought back in Justice League. So there's that little connection right there. So they all interconnect with each other. So it's one big, long storyline. And the storyline is good. The storyline is a good movie.
So it's like you got a book and you're just plucking chapters out.
Yeah.
Like, if you read, like, the middle chapter of a book, you're not going to get anything else.
Right. It's like if you were watching the prequel trilogy of Star Wars. Episode 1 is good, but not great. Episode 2 is good, but not great. Episode 3 is great. Episode 3 makes the entire trilogy better because it connects them all, if that makes sense. It's the conclusion of a storyline, whereas it's the same with Man of Steel, BVS, and Justice League. You've got Man of Steel, which is good, but not great. BVS, which is good, but not great. Justice League, Cut, obviously, is great. It takes those other two movies and brings them together and makes the entire story, it completes the story, which makes those two movies better to watch because now you've got the entire story.
So basically, instead of having the end credit scene be an end credit scene, Zack Snyder just made them a scene in the movie.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I still don't get why, because I could watch episode 2 right now and still have a same opinion of it as a standalone movie.
But
and
you know the storyline. I
know the story of the other of DC. It's not really any different. I know the story of the Marvel, and I could pluck out Captain America Winter Soldier, watch it as a standalone movie, or I could throw it in and watch all three.
Right.
Captain America.
Right. But, you know, you remember, I did not like Batman versus Superman. Did not like it at all. Or Man of Steel. Like, I didn't like either one of those movies. But when Justice League came out, it completed the picture. It's like looking at, like you said, it's like reading a book. You read chapter one, okay, that was an okay chapter. You read chapter two, which continues the story of chapter one. And you're like, okay, that makes more sense. I understand why this is the way it is. And now it makes it a little more relevant. I guess is the better word, relevant. But then you get to the third chapter, which is the final chapter. You know.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
And this may confuse you, so you got to bear with me.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a bad movie. In my opinion, just listen. It's a bad movie.
Okay.
Captain America and the Winter Soldier is a bad movie. Age of Ultron is a bad movie. But when I watch Captain America 1, it's a good movie. When I watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch Marvel, its timeline, start to finish, makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
Their end credit scenes doesn't set up the next movie in the timeline. Unless it's an Avengers movie.
Not in the first phase.
But they don't. Phase 1, they sort of did because there was less movies. But, like, especially in Phase 3, if you watched all the Marvel movies in timeline order, they don't make sense because you're going from Captain America to Guardians of the Galaxy. It doesn't really make sense, and that's where I'm losing the, like, Snyder thing. Because it's all right there. It's all linear. It's all one thing. But the MCU, you got to bounce back and forth between 15 different movies to get a complete story.
Right.
But Zack Snyder does it in 3, and he does
it, and I'm not saying
almost
that
flawlessly.
Right, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. What I'm saying is that the three together make the storyline better versus one individually. Individually, they're good. Together, they're great. If that makes any sense. The three of them together make them a better story, which makes you want to watch it more. If it was just Man of Steel and that's it, I'd watch it and be done. For me, there would be no watchability, rewatchability. Batman versus Superman. If it was just a one and done.
What's the rewatchability of Captain America Civil War then? If you just watch Captain America Civil War and that's it.
None. It has to have the storyline.
Yeah. So all these movies are decent until they have a finishing story.
To a point, yeah. If you have stories within, if you have chapters within a story,
now that I'm understanding a little bit better, is it a problem that superhero movies are set up that way? Like,
to a point,
because I find it to be kind of a problem, sort of.
To a point, yes.
There's a difference between not finishing a story and setting up a sequel, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Captain America Civil War sets up a sequel. It sets up the Avengers, Infinity War. Batman vs. Superman sets up Justice League.
Yeah.
But when they cut it off and they end it, kind of how they did with No Way Home, they didn't really set up anything for No Way Home due to certain deals. But No Way Home didn't set up a sequel, and it also didn't... It kind of finished the story, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they could also do a sequel to it.
Right.
So I would prefer if studios could either, you know, decide and finish it up, like wrap up the story, or make sequels.
So the problem with superhero movies, and the biggest problem with Marvel, other than the problem we're going to discuss here in a minute, the biggest problem with Marvel is that they've got so many properties out right now. If you were to jump into the MCU right now, you would be completely lost.
You remember back when Endgame came out, and we were like, oh, I can't believe it's 23 movies. You know, Marvel has over like almost like 35 properties out right now. Like, out.
Yeah.
35. Personally...
And if you don't keep up...
I think that's a bit too much. I don't know. I like Phase 1 of Marvel because it was simple and boom. I think it's one of the best phases ever.
Yes, I agree.
Phase 2, the movies in Phase 2 honestly weren't that great. Just looking at them, they really weren't that good. Guardians of the Galaxy, I know I said earlier it was bad, but that was to
make a point.
Prove a point. Guardians of the Galaxy, good. Captain America Winter Soldier, arguably the best MCU movie. The rest of them...
I can see that. Yeah.
The rest of them are... I won't say bad. They're just not good. Like, Ant-Man, eh. It's okay. Ant-Man is an okay movie.
It's good, not great.
Yeah, Age of Ultron, eh. It's great.
Good, not great.
Yeah. And then the other Thor and Iron Man 3, eh.
They were okay, not
phase
good.
Phase 2... Phase 2 of Marvel is the definition of mediocre movies. Just average. They're the definition of mediocre movies. And we're seeing that again with Phase 4, in my opinion. These movies are getting to be they're getting to be just kind of mediocre. They're not great. I wouldn't say some of them aren't even good. On a scale of 1 to 10, some of these aren't even scratching 6, but we'll see. I don't know. Phase 3 was a lot. It was a lot, but it had some good movies. Honestly, I'd say a good bit of Phase 3 were good.
So, do you want to talk about Marvel now and then finish up with the rest of the list, or do you want...
We can finish up San Diego, because it'll lead into... other opinions of mine.
Okay. So I'm going to go down the list real quick because I do want to discuss Marvel. So one of the first ones was The End Is Nigh. It's a Bill Nye series on, I think, Paramount Plus. It's a 6-part series about him talking about, you know, what would happen with 6 apocalyptic events and how to prevent
them. That seems pretty interesting.
It looked pretty interesting. If you get a chance...
I'm not going to lie, though. It kind of just... It sounds like a big scare story for global warming.
Actually...
But that's what it sounds like, just from the title and the description he gave me. But they could have episodes where they don't... I don't know if they mention global warming ever, but I feel like...
So they do, like, meteors... volcanoes, from what I can see from the trailer, stuff like that.
So interesting stuff people actually care about. Okay.
Yeah. So as I go down this list is kind of in order. Go onto YouTube and look up San Diego Comic-Con movie trailers. And there's one where all of them are listed there. She-Hulk we'll talk about here in a minute. Shazam, we talked about Black Adam. We talked about Black Panther. We'll talk about it here in a minute. I Am Groot. We'll talk about it here in a minute. John Wick 4. Did you see the trailer for it?
I did. It looks good.
Okay, so here's the thing that I see about John Wick. Not that I have a problem with it. So John Wick, the first one, was a story. There was a reason why he was doing the things he did. John Wick 2 and 3 was just showcasing Keanu Reeves being a badass. And I feel like that's what John Wick 4 is going
to
be.
This is okay. The thing is with the John Wick series is I feel like they're not going to know when to stop. And it'll be if they're not careful, John Wick could very well be the next Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
I know people
I'm
don't
hoping
like,
that they stop
like saying that, but it very well could be the next Fast and Furious where they just keep pumping them out and then they make them cheaper. And then next thing you know, Keanu Reeves isn't even in it. And we're seeing Vin Diesel in a fucking Dodge Charger mowing down some guy who killed his dog. So
I agree. I'm hoping they stop with 4. They should have stopped with 3. I'm hoping they stop with 4. But we'll see. This next one I'm really, really excited about. It's the D&D, Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Me and the producer were talking about this. It looks very cool.
Yeah. One of the things that I loved was the acid dragon, because most of the time they're like, oh, dragons breathe fire. No, in D&D they breathe everything. Acid, lightning, ice, fire, you name it, they breathe it. Christopher Pine as a bard. That's what I want to see. I don't know if you've seen The Legend of Vox Machina on Amazon Prime, the TV show. If not, you need to. But the bard in there, that's what I'm picturing Chris Pine as. Like, I'm really excited for that. And Michelle Rodriguez as a barbarian. Like, that is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It looks like they have really done their homework on this movie. I'm not a D&D expert. I play D&D, but I'm not as deep into the lore and the creatures and the characters as, say, the producer is, considering he's been doing this a lot longer than I have. And he's the DM. But I did recognize a couple things in there. I knew the owlbear immediately. I saw it and I was like, that's an owlbear. And then they're like, oh, that's an owlbear. Yeah, I was right. But yeah, I'm really, really excited for this. I'm glad that they are doing justice to the D&D world. I'm glad D&D is being put more on mainstream than, you know, what it has been in the past. You know, we've got Stranger Things that dives deep into D&D lore, and now we've got a D&D movie. So it's becoming more popular. We've got the Lord of the Rings of Power TV show coming to Prime Video.
There's a lot of controversy behind that show, but in all honesty, it looks fucking fantastic.
It looks very interesting. I wasn't a big fan of the movies. I mean, I like them. I've rewatched them a couple of times.
Can't remember them, so I love the Hobbit movies, but for the life of me, I can't remember the Lord of the Rings movies. Probably gonna rewatch them at some point, but yeah.
It looks interesting. I might watch it. I might not. I don't know. I'm not a, like I said, not a big Lord of the Rings fan.
I know the thing about Lord of the Rings are the Rings of Power, but there's two games that kind of already explain everything I'm sure that show is going to talk about and then retcon from the games, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll see.
The next one I'm really, really excited about because it comes out next Friday, the 5th. It's a Hulu premiere. But I'm still excited about it. It's called Prey. It's the Predator prequel. It's about the first time that the Predator species come down to Earth to hunt. So I'm just a big fan of the Predator.
I have a concern about this movie, and it's that this is definitely going to come off as a little misogynistic and sexist. from what I can tell from the trailers, this is going to be a Native American female who is going to presumably kick a predator's ass.
Uh-huh.
I don't see how a primitive Native female can potentially kill a predator when Arnold Schwarzenegger with M16s and M60s and his oiled up muscles almost died. I feel like this is going to be a very, I won't say political, but like a very, like Captain Marvel, like she's powerful because she's a girl. Well, why is she powerful? Well, because she's a girl. That's not an excuse of why she's powerful, sort of thing. Like, well she's
I'm
powerful
thinking...
because she's a Native girl. That's not a thing, though. Like, if you take a primitive Native female and Arnold Schwarzenegger with an M60, who's going to have a harder time fighting a predator?
I'm thinking that it's going to be, like, maybe the whole tribe because there were, like, flashes of the tribe in there, too.
Yeah.
So,
but
I don't know,
I feel like it's going to come down to a one-on-one fight, and she'll either get, like, a super cheap shot on the predator, kind of like they did in Predators, the one that just came out, or The Predator.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like I'm going to find this movie to be a bit ridiculous in terms of capabilities of the human.
I agree, but
I would say
again,
human in general. It's not that she's a female, guys. It's just
they're primitive.
I would get my ass kicked by a predator. I'm not strong whatsoever. That the Native female could probably kick my ass, but still, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Donald Glover,
yeah,
having issues fighting a predator. I don't know
if you look at Alien versus Predator. I mean, I know she wasn't fighting the predator; she was fighting alongside the predator, but. You know, she kicked, they kicked the alien's ass, the alien queen. You look at Sigourney Weaver.
That's Sigourney Weaver, though.
I mean, Sigourney Weaver is a badass.
Yeah, that's completely different.
She kicked this thing's ass over four movies. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's completely different, though.
All right, the second season of Chucky is coming to USA and Sci-Fi. Yes, that is based on the original TV series, or the original movies, not the new one that came out. So, it's the second season. Another season of the show C on Apple TV, starring Jason Momoa, is coming out. The series looks interesting. Not interesting enough for me to subscribe to Apple TV.
Yeah, I don't. I have a trial period thing for Apple TV. Have not once used it, and have not once cared to use it. Because honestly, the Apple TV stuff kind of looks like shit.
Yeah.
I don't find it. Besides, that C one looks interesting. Like, they had one with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell.
Yeah, yeah.
That one kind of looks stupid, and I can't honestly think of another Apple TV show.
No. I think it's a TV show. Looks, hold on, let me find out real quick. It's, because I don't remember. It's a TV show coming to Netflix. Called The Sandman. It's about people in their dreams. It looks really, really weird, but also really pretty cool.
Is that the one with Tilda Swinton?
No, that's the one with Tom Sturridge, Gwendolyn Christie, Jenna Coleman, who also played Clara in Doctor Who. got Taron Egerton in it and Neil Gaiman. I am watching this. I don't care. I'm watching this. Taron Egerton, Neil Gaiman, and Jenna Coleman? Yeah. I'm watching this. I don't care. It looks pretty badass. And, yeah, I want to... Yeah, I want to watch this. So, and it is actually based on
the
DC Chris, comic.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of, not Tilda Swinton. Well, who the hell is Tilda Swinton?
Tilda Swinton was, she was in Doctor Strange. So it's just Spring.
Yeah. Two very tall, blonde women.
Yeah, Gwen Christie looks like Tilda Swinton. That's what I first thought. But this looks interesting, and it's based on the DC comics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mark Hamill's in it.
Huh. Yeah, this is definitely a watch.
How the hell did they get this cast?
Right? This is an awesome cast. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Neil Gaiman is an executive producer. I don't know if he's in it or not. But, yeah. Okay.
I think he wrote the comics.
Yeah, he did. And he's an executive producer. And he created the series, I think. Okay. Next one is Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, coming to HBO.
I really don't like the cast they picked for this. The cast, they're good actors. I just, meh. The thing is, with Game of Thrones, I was meh on the cast, and then I watched it. It looks pretty good.
So, I tried watching Game of Thrones. I got partway through season two, and I stopped. I couldn't get into it. I'll probably get back into it just to, see what
it's
all the hype
is. It's a very, I wouldn't say a slow show. It's just... Season 3, 4, 5, and 6 are awesome. After 6, honestly, stop watching. It's 7 and 8 season. Well, hold on. I got to see something. Season 8, definitely don't watch. That was terrible. I know it might be crazy. Don't watch the end of the show. Just don't. It's bad. Season 8 is probably the worst season of television, period. It was bad.
That's I might go back and watch Game of Thrones. I don't know. Just to see some more naked chicks.
6. Well, there's an episode in one of the later seasons that's, like, freaking phenomenal, and it's in season 7. Season 7 was a bit rocky, but the very last episode. Nope, it's not. What episode is it? There's an episode called Battle of the Bastards, and it's freaking phenomenal, but I don't know which season it is. Is it really season 5? It is not. It's season 6. See? I know what I'm talking about. that's probably my favorite episode of the whole show, is Battle of the Bastards. It's really good. I won't spoil anything in case you want to watch, but, I recommend watching it. It's very, very good.
Okay. I may have to go back and watch it. Walking Dead, the final season is coming out, which I thought that ended a while ago. That's one of those that I... kind of fell off after season 2 because season 2 was just crap. And then season 3 just wasn't all that great, and I just kind of fell off.
That's the thing about Walking Dead is it's terrible. I don't know why people watch it. It's a bad show. Except the cast is great. They have a phenomenal.
Oh, the cast is phenomenal. I love Jeffrey
Dean
Morgan.
They really help that show, but some of the goofy shit they do in that show... is quite literally stupid and goofy, and they need to reevaluate what they're doing.
Yeah. So we've got Picard final season.
Final season?
Yeah. It's only three seasons. Yep. I kind of fell off. I kind of fell off halfway through season two, so now I got to go finish it. Which is actually very rare for me because I love Star Trek. It's just,
that one Star Trek show, I don't know what it's called. It's live action. I think it's Discovery.
Is it about the ship that like spins and then drops into space and then comes back out?
I don't know. It's got Spock in it, though. Star Trek.
Are you talking about the new one that's just Brave New Worlds?
That might be what I'm thinking of.
Did it just come out? Is it brand new?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Brave New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds. I haven't watched it. I can't get into it.
I
can't get into that timeline.
It's kind of like Next Generation, I think. No. It's kind of like the original series, but they switched around a lot of stuff. Like, they have Spock, Lieutenant Uhura, Number One.
So what it is it's
but they don't
supposed
have
to be... Hold on. So it's Captain Pike. There's the captain.
Yeah.
It's the years before Kirk took over the Enterprise.
Oh. So it's a prequel.
It's supposed to be. Yeah. Kind of, sort of. But I think it's set in another timeline. It's weird. Because with Discovery, they completely fucked everything up, honestly. I watched Discovery seasons 1, 2, and halfway through season 3. I couldn't anymore because it just wasn't Star Trek.
You know how confused you were when I tried explaining the DC universe to you and tried to convince you that it's good?
That's how you feel when I talk about Star Trek?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I will never understand Star Trek. Never. Because they have the original series and the Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the ones I can name off the top of my head. And then they have the new movies that came out with Christopher Pine, which I like those movies, by the way. The new Star Trek movies, like Beyond and whatnot. I love those movies. I think they're good movies. And then they do stuff like Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Strange New Worlds and Picard and that one Star Trek cartoon. And I'm just lost again because I don't know what takes place in the canon time. I'm a very canon person. Like, I like to know what is canon and what is not. And I cannot differentiate what the fuck canon is for Star Trek, like, at all whatsoever. I know Voyager and Deep Space Nine and Next Generation, that's all one thing, I think. And then there's the original
series.
Would
you like me to explain it to you real quick?
I'm probably going to have a brain aneurysm, but go for it.
Okay, so you've got the – and I'll do this real quick. So you've got the original series, right, with William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 60s. Okay. You've got their movies, 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Next Generation with Picard and Riker and stuff like that.
It's all same timeline.
This is all same timeline.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then you have their movies, 7, 8, and 9, okay? So, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager all take place around the same time frame, okay? They're all in the same universe. They take place all in roughly the same timeline. Deep Space Nine started season 4 of Next Generation, and I think Voyager started season 4 of Deep Space Nine. So they're all interconnected. They're all the same timeline, same universe. Okay. And then you have Picard, which is the same timeline, same universe as that one. Okay. That's just years and years later. Same universe, same timeline. It's a direct sequel off of Next Generation. And then you have the J.J. Abrams films with Christopher Pye, okay? Star Trek Beyond, and Dark World, I think? No, not Dark World. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
Dark something.
Yeah. Star Trek, Dark something, and then... So So that is a totally different timeline. That's called the Kelvin timeline.
Into Darkness.
Into Darkness, that's right. That is a totally different timeline because it was changed by somebody coming back in the past. And we know this because Leonard Nimoy comes back with him. Okay? That is a branch of the timeline. It's split right there. Okay?
The
so timelines
are changed, but the canon hasn't.
In a sense, yes.
So the new Star Trek movies are in the same universe.
No,
as everything
different universe.
Else. Different universe. Different universe? Is it like The Dark Knight? That's a three trilogy thing that's connected to nothing. And then there's the DCEU, BVS and stuff.
No, it's...
Or is it quite literally like a timeline
change? It's a branch. It's a timeline change. It's a branch. So over here on this branch, you have The Next Generation, or the original series, okay? Over here on this branch, you have the Kelvin timeline. So you have the original timeline and the Kelvin timeline. So both timelines are still there. They just
branch. Same universe, different timeline.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then you have Discovery, which is supposed to be in the same timeline as the original universe. Same thing with Strange New Worlds. And this is also going to blow your mind, Enterprise with Scott Bakula. Those are all prequels to the original series. And then you have the cartoon, which takes place in the same timeline as you have the one cartoon, Lower Decks, that takes place in the same timeline as The Next Generation. But then you also have another cartoon that takes place years after Voyager comes back. But same timeline. So the only timeline branch is the Kelvin universe, which is the J.J. Abrams universe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, does it?
I'm looking at a Star Trek storyline right now.
Okay. While you're doing that,
Anyway.
There's two more.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's an interview with the Vampires series coming out on AMC. We're going to gloss over that. And then Teen Wolf, the movie revival, which
it's
I have
got,
no word for.
It's got Buffy the Vampire Slayer in it. Not her character, but her actress.
Does it?
I think so.
I don't see her. It's got Dylan O'Brien in it. Dylan Sprayberry, a lot of people I've never heard of. It's a revival, it's a remake, I don't know why they're doing it, because Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox was a great 80s movie, but that's about all it was. It was a good 80s movie. I don't know why they're remaking it.
They call it the Wolf Pack or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. They need to stop with these fucking remakes, because I'm getting tired of it. Okay. On to Marvel. We've got 25, 30 minutes to talk about. Well, about 25 minutes to talk about Marvel. So, three trailers dropped for Marvel. We've got She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and I Am Groot, which is five animated shorts that are coming to Disney Plus, just talking about Groot.
Yeah.
Looks kind of cute. Looks kind of cute. Black Panther Wakanda Forever looks really good. I'm looking forward to it because I want to see Namor. I want to see the introduction of Ironheart because there's an Ironheart series coming to Disney Plus in fall of 2023. So I'm really looking forward to that. She-Hulk is the issue that I have right now.
Yeah. She-Hulk looks like shit.
It looks like total shit.
The thing is, I don't think Marvel took She-Hulk seriously. I seriously think She-Hulk is just going to be a thing to introduce Charlie Cox as Daredevil. Because we saw him as the lawyer in Spider-Man. I think we'll see. This will be the introduction of Daredevil into the MCU. That's all this is ever going to be. Like, She-Hulk won't amount to introducing She-Hulk and Daredevil into the MCU. And even She-Hulk herself looks like shit. Like, the CGI, she looks terrible. Looks awful. You can't convince me otherwise. I don't care how many times you say they fix it. No, it looks terrible. Like, she...
Yeah, it looks terrible. Like... It looks like ass.
And
I'm sorry. It looks like 90s CGI.
The problem I have with it, well, one of the problems I have with it, was they released a thing. Well, first of all, she's breaking the fourth wall in this.
That was one of the notes I had written on here.
And there was a fourth wall break. I don't know if it was in the trailer or something, but She-Hulk said, now this isn't going to be one of those shows that just introduces a bunch of cameos. And then she proceeded to go, oh, besides Daredevil, and besides Wong, and besides Bruce, talking about Bruce Banner,
mm-hmm.
that's... Nobody's going to watch that show for She-Hulk at all. Nobody
no.
is.
No.
They're going to watch it to see Bruce Banner Hulk, they're going to watch it to see Abomination, and they're going to watch it for Daredevil, because Daredevil
yeah.
looks cool and has a new suit, and that's honestly badass, but... Oh, that show is terrible.
I'm very disappointed in Marvel on this one. So I'm going to go through what they announced, what Kevin Feige actually announced at Comic-Con. So we have all the movies for Phase 5. We've got Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania coming out in February of next year, Secret Invasion coming out in spring, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 coming out in May, Echo, the Disney Plus series coming out in summer. This is all 2023 right now. We've got The Marvels, which was teased at the end of Ms. Marvel, coming out in July of next year. Loki Season 2 comes out summer of next year. Ironheart, which is what I'm looking forward to, coming off of Black Panther in fall of next year. Blade, which we knew that Blade was coming out, but they now have a release date of November of next year. Agatha, Coven of Chaos, which I think is just going to be a money grab off of WandaVision. There's an untitled film coming out in February of 2024. Daredevil Born Again TV series coming out in spring of 2024, which I think is going to come off of Black Panther. Or not Black Panther, sorry, She-Hulk. I think they're going to redo Charlie Cox's... Daredevil, or they're going to continue it from the Marvel.
I think they're continuing it. It's like a soft-ish reboot sort of thing. Because we know he exists. It's just they're kind of loose with the canonization of the Netflix stuff. I believe it's all canon to the MCU, but they're not MCU shows.
I want to say that they're canon because mainly because they brought him over to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And we were introduced to Charlie Cox in No Way
Home.
I
don't know why they would make a show and then call it Born Again. That, and they're not bringing back a single person who worked on the Netflix show. So that kind of has me worried because I know people love the Netflix show. And they're not bringing anybody back from the Netflix show. So if they're continuing a story, why not bring back the people from the Netflix show? So it kind of just seems like they're, I don't know, taking a project that somebody had and finishing it, and it could potentially be bad. I don't think this new show will be as good as the Netflix show, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm kind of leery about it. I did watch the Netflix show when it was on Netflix. I've recently restarted it on Disney Plus just to, you know, get the feel of it. And I'd honestly forgotten how much I did like it. I love the fact that, you know, they make tasteful jokes about him being blind, but they don't overemphasize it. You know what I mean? It's just kind of there and part of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just a phenomenal show, phenomenal cast. I love when he gets his red suit in there, because it's one of the best. I mean, Daredevil is kind of a simple costume, but it is one of the best costumes out there.
Yeah.
And then we've got Sam coming back as Captain America in Captain America New World Order in May of 2024. And then Thunderbolts in July of 2024. And that rounds out Phase 5. Phase 6, they've only really announced 3 movies. There's 2 untitled. Fantastic Four will be coming out in November of 2024. I'm looking forward to that because I want them to do a good Fantastic Four movie. Not that the original fucks...
And it's
the original Fox
one. It's pretty simple to do Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I can see that they can mess it up somehow, but we'll see.
And then in May of 2025 is Avengers: The Kang Dynasty, and then rounding out Phase 6, honestly, is Avengers: Secret Wars in November of 2025. So,
yeah, I have very, very big concerns about releasing 2 Avengers movies back to back. Because here's the thing, and I feel like those movies aren't going to actually be Avengers movies.
I think they're going to be the new Avengers, honestly.
I think because, well, the thing is, they'll have their new Avenger people. Like Sam and, you know, people like that. But why have... I can compose my thoughts here. They're going to have 2 Avengers movies back-to-back. Filming that, because they're going to have Kang that they're going to have to deal with. And then they're going to have Secret Wars. I think this is going to be a completely separate... Like, there's going to be 2... Avengers team. So there's going to be Team A and Team B. Team A is going to deal with Kang, and Team B is going to deal with the Secret Wars stuff. I think Avengers Secret Wars is going comic Secret Wars stuff, which I'm not too caught up on, but it's kind of like the ground street level heroes like Spider-Man, Daredevil, Moon Knight, that sort of thing, I believe.
Yeah.
That's where Spider-Man gets his black suit, the symbiote suit, is Secret Wars. But the Kang... One, Kang is supposed to be a villain in Ant-Man 3. He's supposed to be a villain in that. Like, that's supposed to be Ant-Man's villain.
Yeah.
Apparently. So I don't know what they're going to do with the Kang Dynasty one. Like, I don't know if they're going to have Thor fight Kang, or if Thor's going to be in the Secret Wars, or if Thor is even going to be in the either Avengers movies. Or what about the Guardians of the Galaxy? Will they come back and also be Avengers too? They have better figure it out, because it's kind of confusing of why there's been 4 Avengers movies and they've all been, you know, 2 to 3 years apart from each other.
Yeah.
But to have 2 of them back to back, I think they're going to do like a Team A takes care of this and Team B takes care of that.
Right. Well, they kind of did something similar with Infinity War and Endgame. They filmed Infinity War, released it, and went right into filming Endgame. They filmed them back to back.
They didn't release them
back to back.
Yeah,
right. They released them a couple years apart. I feel like these timelines are way off, because you can't predict that you're going to release Avengers: The Kang Dynasty on May 2nd, 2025. That release date is going to get pushed around so much. I feel like the release dates for Phase 5 up into summer of 2023 are pretty much set in stone. But anything after that, like, I don't see... I mean, those are all tentative release dates. You know, I mean, that all depends on filming and post-production and all that. which is where we have the biggest issue with Marvel, which is what we were talking about with She-Hulk. Marvel has a big issue with special effects here recently. Their CGI, number one, is crap. Number two is rushed. And number three, way too much. Way too much. I was watching a video on it.
Not to cut you off, but I'm kind of trying to get a gist of the Secret Wars thing. It looks like normal Avengers stuff. It's just, I believe the main villain is Dr. Doom.
Which should be introduced in Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Well, I've heard rumors that Dr. Doom will be hinted at in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yes, Secret Wars is interesting. It does have Sam Wilson as Captain America at times, but it also has Chris Evans, Captain America. I don't know. I don't know about this. I am aware that Secret Wars is like one of the best comic book storylines out there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it is the big thing. Like Infinity War and Endgame, Secret Wars is the big thing.
Yeah.
The Kang Dynasty thing, I don't know what they're gonna do with that. I feel like that's going to be like an Ant-Man and Ms. Marvel and somebody else, like Loki and Sylvie, like that sort of thing. Like you know what Avengers Kang Dynasty is going to be? It's going to be all the Disney Plus heroes, and then that's going to be their Avengers movie. That's like...
Well, I think it's going to be kind of leading off of... Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania, because there have been rumors that the, I can't remember, the Time People, their town, or their whole city, is in the Quantum Realm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we kind of got a hint of that in Ant-Man and Wasp, and I think that's what is going to happen in Quantumania, is that they're going to find...
Oh, well now, for fuck's sake, Marvel.
What?
Well, see, this is where I get even more confused. Because there's two Secret Wars events in the comics. There's 1984 and there's 2015. I don't know if they're the same. So the 2015 one recalls back to the 84-85 series. In the 84-85 series. So what are they going to go off of? Are they going to go off of 2015? Oh, man. I'm going to call it now. Marvel is going to shit the bed on one of these things. Because I'm sure both Secret Wars events are phenomenal. But I feel like they're going to try to take stuff from both of them and then make a story. And it's just not going to add up. Or they just might not even take from the comics and just make an Avengers movie, kind of like what they did with the other Avengers movies. They're not based off of any particular
right.
comic. Like, they have comic characters. They have, like, one or two comic events that happen.
Well, we know that Marvel takes...
they take from the comics, but they take a lot of liberties with those stories.
They do. DC is more... So the DC movies...
DC is more by the book.
Yeah. I mean, we look at the Long Halloween and Hush. You know,
yeah.
We look at those and...
Even... You know, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
the Batman?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson, that resembles the Long Halloween and kind of Hush at the same time.
Right.
Like, it's the original story, but you can definitely tell, you can see and feel the influence. I don't read Marvel comics, I'll be honest, so that might show my ignorance to it. I can't see any comic story from anywhere that Marvel has used, but I feel like they read the comics for the characters, not really for the story.
Right, right. They make their own stories. It's like they're trying to differentiate themselves from
like they did,
the comics.
They did Captain America Civil War, and that was a comic event, and that was Iron Tony versus Steve. That one was pretty by the book comic wise, but like Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah.
Not really. There's influence definitely, but
there's a little bit of influence from the comics in Marvel. There's a lot of influence from the comics in DC. Because like you said, because I watched the animated version of Long Halloween, parts 1 and 2. Phenomenal, by the way. Just absolutely phenomenal storyline.
Yeah, Jensen Ackles as the voice of Batman.
Spot on.
Yeah. I'm not a Supernatural fan. I haven't watched it. I don't have an opinion about it because I haven't watched it. I fucking love Jensen Ackles. And I'm sure if I watch Supernatural, I'll love him even more. I love him. I love seeing him in The Boys. I love hearing his voice as Batman. I love Jensen Ackles. He's not like one of my favorite actors of all time, but when he's in something, I'm like, okay, yeah, this will be good.
So he was phenomenal in Supernatural. I've seen it. I'm actually rewatching it now. We started it over from the beginning. As soon as we hit the end, we started it over again.
I've seen the ironic part is every time you guys turn on Supernatural, you're either on a rewatch through, but every time I watch the same episode, every single time, it's one where the dad gets abducted and blah, 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 stuff happens. It's always the same episode, though.
Yeah, that's season one. That's all season one.
I feel like I could get into Supernatural. I just haven't.
Season one and season two.
Colossal task to take on a show of that magnitude. I definitely won't get into it anytime soon, but I would like to. Yeah, I'm a fan of Jensen Ackles. I'm a fan of his work that he's done.
Like when you get settled in your first duty station, you get like settled where you have a schedule and stuff like that. I think you should start it because I think you would like it. Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, fucking phenomenal together. Like just absolutely phenomenal. And you can see their relationship grow throughout the series. And then you introduce Misha Collins, who is fan-fucking-tastic. Then you've got, oh God, I can't remember his name. I'll have to look it up. Hold on. Hold on. Let me find.
Oh,
what
shit.
The shit?
Jensen Ackles voiced Red Hood, Jason Todd, and Batman Under the Red Hood.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. And this...
Okay, I gotta find this guy's name. Because it's pissing me off that I don't remember his name.
What character did he play?
Mark Shepard, who plays Crawley. The demon. Mark Shepard's been in a ton of things. He's been in Doctor Who. Hold on. He's been in Supernatural, Battlestar Galactica, Doctor Who, Leverage, CSI. I mean, just a bunch of things. And then Jim Beaver. Did you watch The Boys?
Not all the way through. I get all the stories and stuff from, like, I got really bad about it when season one came out because I didn't have Prime. So I watched all the clips of it on YouTube. And so that's kind of what I did for the whole show. I really want to watch it, though, because there's still stuff in it I don't know about. I'm still confused about. So I really want to, like, actually watch the full episodes at some point. But again, I'll probably end up watching The Boys all the way through the same time I watch Supernatural.
Definitely something you need to, yeah. So Jim Beaver, the guy that plays the president, or the guy running for president in The Boys, Robert Singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Bobby Singer in Supernatural. And Robert Singer is actually one of the producers of Supernatural. So it's definitely worth a watch. It's a great TV show. It's got a huge cult following. They don't do a whole lot of merchandise for it. I know that because I've tried to find it for Miss Angel. But they have some things. I mean, like, we've got Supernatural Clue. She's got a Supernatural Cup. I've gotten, like, the necklace that Dean wears for Liam before. So, I mean, they have some things. Obviously not as big as, like, Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, and DC, obviously. But they do have... they do have some things out there. She's got John Winchester's journal. So, yeah. So, I mean, it is one of those things. And you can always tell a Supernatural fan. I mean, you know, they'll quote it or they'll say something or, you know, something to that effect. But you can definitely tell who's a fan of Supernatural and who's not, who's watched it. And it's one of those fandoms. It's kind of an underground fandom until you get around the people. So
yeah, it's like I would say almost like D&D. Like, you know who plays D&D, you know who doesn't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, because you can mention something or you can say something, and they're like, "Oh yeah, well, you know, this, and this." So yeah, I wore my D&D shirt to Target the other day, and the guy behind the Starbucks counter was like, "I like your shirt. You know, let me show you my character. This is who my character is. This is what they are." You know, you're like, "Yeah, that's badass. You know, I just finished a campaign. This was my character. This is what they were and stuff." So it's one of those communities.
Yeah.
So, but all right. So we're down to the last couple minutes of our show. This was a very, very interesting show tonight.
Yeah.
Very informative, I would say.
My hands still smell like motor oil.
My hands are still black from grease, and I've got scratches and scrapes all up and down my arms from changing brakes. But I had fun.
Yeah.
So if I would have been able to do the front brakes or, you know, that one side in a decent amount of time, I probably could have gotten all four done today.
Yeah.
But that one side took forever because we had to keep stopping to get the tools that we needed. So I didn't have them ready. So.
It's all right.
Yeah. Live and learn. The next set will go, you know, in a half hour to do both sides. So. It'll be all right. So. All right. So, yeah, we're down to the last 5 minutes of our show. I want to thank Alex for being on the show tonight.
Of course.
Great show. Fucking fantastic show. I loved it. I want to thank all of our listeners, supporters, and followers. We do greatly appreciate it. I know we say that all the time, but we do. We definitely appreciate it. So, you know, keep listening, keep following, all that good stuff. Support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. And as always, please be safe, be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wiki Curiosity Media. Every Sunday night for Movie of the Week. Every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace podcast. Every Wednesday night for Cinephiles. And every Friday night for Note by Note. I do want to say, please stay tuned to the pages. We will be making some big announcements coming up here soon. We will be probably taking a little bit of a hiatus here after the next couple weeks, probably about a month or so, as we want to get to change our platforms. We are trying to find the best platform to suit our needs and to suit, you know, our listeners. We will probably be going to a more podcast style format versus a live format, but we will let you know. So, you know, stay tuned to the pages. At some point, I will get that on to the website. I might even change the website because I want to get that back up and running and get that changed over. Next week is on the Sith Isle, at least for a while. I'm sure you'll be a guest in there. I'm really excited about that. We've had a good, year and a half long run? Almost 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's sad, but you know, you're going a direction with your life that is only going to make it better. So I'm very happy. Next week on Cinephiles will be a tribute to our host Alex. We'll be talking about our absolute favorite genre or series. We'll be talking about Star Wars. We'll be wrapping up a lot of things that we talked about over the couple years. So it's just going to be a tribute to Alex show next week. So
yeah.
This coming up today, as far as I know, we'll be having a movie of the week. Not sure what movie. I haven't been able to get in touch with my co-host yet. So again, stay tuned to the page for that. And on that note, I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday night. Have a fantastic week. We'll see you back here for BTS on Sunday for Movie of the Week and next week for the Cinephiles. Have a great night, everybody.
Good night.